Chapter 2. The Haunted Theater. The Aldens drew in their breath as they pulled up in front of the trapdoor theater.
Oh, it looks wonderful, said Violet, as they climbed out of the car.
She gazed admiringly at the stone building with its marble columns. Henry let out a low whistle.
Awesome!
Aunt Jane looked pleased.
See those stone lions on either side of the ticket window? We thought they were lost forever, she said. But then one of the workmen came across them in a dark corner of the basement.
That was lucky, said Benny.
Yes, they were quite a find,
Aunt Jane said with a big smile.
Now the theater looks just like it did when it was first built. They really did a great job, said Jessie.
Aunt Jane agreed.
It's like stepping back in time, she said. In fact, the mayor's planning to arrive by horse and buggy on opening night.
Henry's eyebrows shot up.
Wow, he's really getting into the spirit of things.
Oh, yes, said Aunt Jane. This is the biggest thing that's happened to Elmford in a long time.
Benny tilted his head back to look up at the sign above the doorway.
What does that say?
He wanted to know. The youngest Alden was just learning to read. Jessie read the words on the billboard aloud.
Lady Chadwick's Riddle, starring Fern Robson.
You're not throwing your money away on tickets, are you?
Everyone whirled around as a middle-aged man with a mustache walked toward them. He was wearing a business suit, and his dark hair was slicked back.
Hello, Gil, Aunt Jane greeted him. We were just checking out the theater.
She introduced the children to Gil Diggs, the owner of the local movie theater.
If you ask me, Alice wasted her money on this place.
Aunt Jane stared at Gil in surprise.
I think the Trapdoor Theater does the town proud.
It's just a matter of time before they close it down again,
Gil said, shaking his head. As he walked away, he called back over his shoulder,
Mark my words!
He doesn't seem very happy about the theater, said Benny.
Gil has a lot on his mind these days, Aunt Jane explained. It makes him seem a bit grumpy sometimes. You see, his movie theater hasn't been doing well lately.
Violet asked,
Why is that, Aunt Jane? They opened a huge movie complex on the highway, Violet. Some of Gil's customers go there now. And on top of that, a lot of people would rather rent movies than watch them at home these days.
That's true, said Henry. We do that, too.
Aunt Jane nodded.
I imagine Gil thinks the Trapdoor Theater will take away even more business. He doesn't seem to understand, she said, that a successful theater will bring tourists into town.
And that would be good for everyone's business,
finished Henry, remembering what Grandfather had said.
Exactly, said Aunt Jane. But it'll take time for Gil to realize that, I'm afraid. Speaking of time, she added, I'd better take Uncle Andy's watch to the jewelry store for repairs. I'll be right back.
While the children were waiting, they noticed a young woman in a hooded white top and track pants step out of the theater. She was wearing sunglasses, and her coppery red hair was pulled back into a ponytail. A tall man appeared seconds later, the sleeves of his white shirt rolled up above his elbows, and a pencil stuck behind his ear. From where they were standing, the Aldens couldn't help overhearing their conversation.
Hold on a minute, the young man was saying. You're getting upset over nothing, Fern.
How can you call it nothing? I have a good mind to walk out on...
The man broke in.
I'm sure it's just somebody's idea of a joke.
Well, if it's a joke, the woman shot back, it's not a very funny one.
Her name is Fern,
Henry whispered to the others.
She must be the actress starring in the play.
Jessie felt uncomfortable listening to the conversation.
Maybe we should walk over to the jewelry store,
she suggested in a low voice.
It isn't nice to eavesdrop. Oh, here comes Aunt Jane now, said Violet.
Jane Bean!
The young man waved a hand in the air as Aunt Jane approached.
You're just the person I wanted to see.
Aunt Jane introduced the children to Ray Shaw. He was the director of the Trapdoor Theater. Then she said,
What can I do for you, Ray?
I was hoping I could stop by tonight, said Ray, to pick up a few things from your shed.
Of course.
Aunt Jane nodded. Then she turned to the children.
Alice left most of her belongings to the theater, she explained. We're keeping them in the old shed out back.
The workmen should be finished in the basement soon, said Ray. Then we'll have a dry place to keep all the stage props.
Oh, that's good,
Aunt Jane told him. As you know, the lock's been broken on that shed for years.
Ray laughed. I don't think anybody would be interested in stealing old furniture, he told her.
By the way, Aunt Jane added, how are rehearsals going?
Oh, don't ask. The woman with the coppery red hair came over and joined their group. I'm at the end of my rope.
Ray introduced everyone to Fern Robson, who was playing the lead in Lady Chadwick's Riddle.
This theater makes my hair stand on end, Fern went on, shivering a little. I'm a bundle of nerves.
Henry and Jesse exchanged glances. Why was Fern so upset?
I have an idea, said Aunt Jane. Why don't you both join us for dinner this evening? How does a barbecue sound?
Sounds great, said Ray. Count me in.
Me too, said Fern. I could use a break from the ghost world.
The actress shivered a little. The Aldens looked at one another.
The ghost world? What on earth was Fern Robson talking about?